glad to see you here today. Good looking group. Look, before I get started on just a few announcements, I just want to say last week I stood up here and talked about how bad a week we'd had as far as people being in the hospital. I'm here today to tell you all but one of those are out of the hospital. They're back home, and we're just so thankful. God does answer prayers, folks. He really does. And he's not in here right now, but just so you know, Jack is back, okay? Jack is back. Couple of things I want to remind you of. On the 13th, we're going to have a brotherhood breakfast, and after that, we're going to have a guy come in and do some security training for us. Anybody who wants to come can. If you want to come for breakfast, just let Melanie know in the office so we can count on you. But you're more than welcome to come after that and go to that. Yes, ma'am. The 13th. It's on the 13th. Oh, WMU is going to be on the 8th. From tomorrow to the 8th. Okay, thank you. Just a couple of other things. Remember, Bible school is scheduled for July 20th through the 24th. And we do still need volunteers, so whatever you can do, doesn't matter. I mean, if they can use Cliff and I, they can use anybody. Trust me. yeah, I hear you. I do want to ask us to remember to pray for our youth who are going to this Super WOW. When are you leaving, Belinda? 8th through the 12th. So just remember, we got about 10 or so youth going, and some counselors going. So just remember that group as they're down in Florida for a week, and let's just hope the Spirit of God moves in them and they really have a good experience for it. And I guess, one other thing. This coming Saturday, I think there's going to be some VBS training for those of you that are volunteering and want to come for some training. That's going to be from 8:30 to 10:30. Over in the fellowship hall. So just remember that, please.
And you can leave from there and go straight to the Peach Festival.
Yeah, you can go to the Peach Festival. What? One other thing. I didn't want to let this slip by, but, you know, Friday was a big day in our church also, this past Friday. It was a birthday for two of our folks. Hermano Dennis, and where's Lisa at? Yeah, you can't avoid that. So I just want to tell you happy birthday, and let's sing for them, okay? Happy birthday. We got to prepare our hearts for mind and worship now. if you'll join me, please. Prepare your heart and mind for worship. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalms 150. Thank you. Can we bow, please, for a moment of prayer? Father, we thank You so much for today. We just thank You for the opportunity to have to come to Your house again. And Lord, You're just so good to us. Thank You for answering our prayers with our people who have been sick. And we just lift them up to You and just thank You and give You all the glory and the honor for that. And Lord, as we enter the service today, please tune our hearts to You. Speak through Dennis, not his words, but Yours, Lord. We just thank you for all you do for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
So Dennis and I share the same birthday, not just the same birthday, but the same day. He was born a few hours earlier than me, so he's my older brother. We call each other twins, and I'm honored to share a birthday with him. All right, stand and sing. Hear our praises.
So good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
He's good indeed. We are so excited to be in the house of the Lord today as we continue on the way to revival. Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear you this morning?
Amen.
Amen. All right. We are so thankful. If you're here the first time or second time, we love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, in your bulletin, there is a little care card. We'd love for you to fill it out, and we're definitely going to be praying for you. We are so thankful. All our folks, most of them are home now, and it's been a rough week, but we're here. God is with us. Amen?
Amen.
If he's with us, who's against us?
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Hey, I don't hear you this morning. No Cuban coffee this morning. What's going on? But it's so good to be in the house of the Lord. We are excited today. We have a special treat. We have a missionary coming to share his experience, and so we are excited for all that the Lord is doing. And folks, keep getting saved in 2026. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord is still in the business of saving souls.
Amen.
And so we give God the glory. Continue to pray for the life of our church. I want to encourage you. I know the announcement has been made, but I want to encourage you on the 13th when we meet. When the Brotherhood meets, we will have a security training. We will have a special guest to come and share and give us some insights about security in the life of our church. So I encourage you to make plans so you can be here with us as we continue to praise the Lord. And let me say thank you for all the gifts and the texts and the messages, emails, and all of that for my birthday. I thank you very, very much. The Lord bless y'all.
God alone is worthy of our praise, our honor, and our worship. As we lift our voices, let's focus our hearts on the greatness of God.
Oh,
You may be seated.
Thank you. to worry about COVID or insurance. And there he is. He writes the Gospel of Luke, and then he goes and writes the book of Acts. And God is using him, and some believe that these two books are really one volume. They believe it's really a continuation of Luke's gospel. It's a continuation, that is a continuation. It is really a continuation of the gospel. They preached the gospel. First century preached the gospel. Second century preached the gospel. Third century preached the gospel. And we are here to preach the gospel too. It's a continuation. We're here to continue and tell people about Jesus. This is what we're here for. We're here. I've always wondered, I said, God, why does it make no sense to me? You save my soul and you leave me here. It makes no sense. When I give my life to you, my name is written in the book of life. So that means there is eternal living in me now. There's no sense in leaving me here to suffer. There's no sense in leaving me here to try with all the trials of life. Why did you leave me here if it's not for one thing, so you can continue preaching the gospel? That's why I leave you here. So there's a continuation here of the gospel. So every time, you know, one of the reasons why I am a Southern Baptist by conviction is because it's what we do. Right now, in over 120 countries around the world, the gospel is being preached. We support missionaries. When we give our offering, like we are holding the rope for missionaries, whether they go part-time for a week, or maybe they're career missionaries and they go across the world, and we are supporting them from right here from First Baptist Church or Fort Baptist, and they're taking the gospel. Some are putting their lives on the line. They're going to dangerous places. They're going to places where they don't want to hear the gospel. But yet, we have the responsibility to take the gospel. We have the responsibility to tell people about Jesus. Here in our own peace County, right here in Fort Valley, we are responsible to take the gospel. We are being entrusted by God to take the gospel. That's why God has called us. This is why we're still here. We're not here for retiring. I'm a retiring heaven, praise God. With a new body, and I heard them say, no more taxes. Praise God. So I don't want to preach. I was just introducing our guest speaker today. I'm sorry, Lord, I took advantage of the time. So I'm going to introduce Jacob to you. I'm going to ask Jacob to come, and he's going to share his experience. He just recently got back from Arizona. And so he's serving. He'll tell you more about it. But before he shares his experience in Arizona, he's going to lead us in a special song as well. Jacob, we love you, son. We're very proud of you. And this church here loves you, and they pray for you as well. It's all yours, son. Amen.
Thank y'all for y'all's prayers. As I went across the country to Arizona, but more than that, how you continually pray for me. But before I talk about Arizona, I do want to lead us in a song called More Like Jesus, with passion. Trading your comfort for a cause.
status as nothing. The King of all kings came to serve, washing my feet, covering me with your blood. If more of you means less of me, take everything. Yes, all of you is all I need. Take everything. You're my life and my treasure, the one that I can't live without. Here at your feet, my desires and dreams I lay down. Said you are my life and my treasure, the one that I can't live without. Here at your feet, my desires and dreams I lay down. Here at your feet, my desires and dreams I lay down. If more of you is less of me, take everything. Yes, all of you is all I need. Take everything. If more of you is less of me, take everything. Yes, all of you is all I need. Take everything. Oh, this world is dying to know who you are. You showed us a way to your heart. Father, I pray, make me more like Jesus. Oh Lord, change me like only you. Father, I pray more like Jesus. This world is dying to know who you are. You showed us a way to your heart. Father, I pray, make me more like Jesus. If more of you means less of me, take everything. Yes, all of you is all I need. Take everything. If more of you is less of me, take everything. Yes, all of you is all I need. At your feet, my desires and dreams are there.
If you would join me in prayer. Thank you, God, for just the ability to be here in your house. I just pray, God, that whatever's set up here by this broken vessel be used for your glory, God. If I say anything wrong, out of line, Lord, that they will not hear that, but only hear what is good and from you. Son's holy and precious name, amen. So, hey, what's up? This past week, I was able to have the privilege of going to Tucson, Arizona, which is across the country in the middle of the desert. Right? There's nothing out there except tumbleweeds, cactus, and In-N-Out. But more than that, I was able to go there for mission, and I was able to go there with Send Me Now. And if you don't know what Send Me Now is, it is a Christian organization that sends college students across the country and more than that across the world for little to no pay. And so it is funded by students who fundraise, right, who give money throughout the year through various challenges, different initiatives that kind of paves the way for people to be able to go across the world and serve God. But more than that, it is also help funded by the church body, the local churches across the state. So I just want to say thank y'all on behalf of Send Me Now and every single college student that's out right now on mission. Thank you for all your gracious money that you have given us to go on mission. So right now, there's some people in Chile, there's some people that are in Texas, there's some people that are about to go to Romania. All this is happening. You know, it happens every year, and it happens because of your gracious donations and giving to the kingdom of God. So Send Me Now has been a huge, huge part of my life and has been such a big blessing. This is my third year actually doing Send Me Now, doing missions. My first year, I was able to go to Argentina. My second year, 2025, I was able to go to the Czech Republic, and this year I was able to go to Arizona. So with Argentina, it was my freshman year, and I'd say it fit the mold of freshman year Jacob. While it was definitely a challenge, and there's definitely challenging parts to the trip, you know, leaving the house for the first time for a very, very prolonged period, you know, going on different college campuses across Buenos Aires and kind of just having gospel conversations on these campuses, you know, partnering with the church, the different churches over there, you know, going into the poorer parts of the cities and serving them, going to the richer parts and bringing the gospel all the same. It was still a challenge, but it was also an environment that was not foreign to the gospel, right? Because Argentina is, you know, in South America, it definitely has had glimpses of the gospel being shown across the country through, you know, revivals, right? Different waves of Christianity that have hit the nation. So while it is still a very secular country, it is, yeah, still seeing the gospel in action. And this past year in 2025, when I was able to go to the Czech Republic, I went with one other guy from Georgia Southern. His name is Daniel Bua, and we were there for long term as well. And it was a whole different environment, right? 98.5% of the population was not Christian, and many of them have never heard the gospel. And in the same manner, it was more of an uphill battle because evangelism was very looked down upon. And so whereas my first year, it was a lot more going on college campuses, going out in public, sharing the gospel, loving on people, serving them. The Czech Republic paved the way for more intentional time. Because we were there for such a long time, we were able to form real connections, right, with the people in the Czech Republic, and we were able to take trips with them. We were able to serve at this community center, you know, play games with them, jam out with them, go to different events with them. It really paved the way for more intentional time and a more intentional way of sharing the gospel. And I definitely made a lot of lifelong connections there, and I still keep in touch with a lot of them. Actually, earlier this week, I was just notified that my friend Hanza from the Czech Republic accepted Christ, you know, a couple days ago. And he texted me about it, sharing a story about how he would not go to the church, really, or he wasn't really looking for it, but the students that came from Send Me Now, so me and Abua, the people that are there right now, my friend Ellie's over there right now, and the people before me and Daniel Abua, he said that he was really impacted by the people that were on Send Me Now, and that kind of paved the way for him coming to Christ, which is a blessing, right? And so this past last week, I was able to go to Arizona, and I was very shocked to what I found over there, right? It is a place that is very different from Argentina. As I said, Argentina has had the gospel right before. The Czech Republic, it had the gospel 100 years ago, but then was kind of like outlawed because of communism, and they've never gone back. But Tucson in Arizona was definitely different than both of those in the fact that it has never had the gospel in its simplicity and in its truthfulness. Because ever since, you know, the whole land for thousands of years has had Native Americans there that have had their own religions, have had their own faith, right, which involves, you know, the belief in nature spirits, the belief in the god Itoy, these different gods that they have. And yeah, when Catholicism came through the Spanish, it kind of just blended with that religion, which made it a syncretic religion, just the mixing of different beliefs. And so it has never really had the gospel, again, truthfully and simply presented. So it was definitely a big kind of just surprised when we got there to learn that, much like the Czech Republic, the people lost is a great deal, a number that I was really not expecting. It's 90% unchurched outside of the reservation and 98% unchurched inside the reservations, the Native American reservations. So you could flip to the next slide. So this is kind of like the terrain that we entered upon. And I don't just mean natural, but nature does have a big part to play in it. So you see this picture of the mountains and the cactus, right? It shows the vastness of the area. It is very wide open, right? And the nature is very beautiful. And in that way, it has paved the way for a bunch of different beliefs that are blended into nature, right? Some beliefs are that, you know, coyotes are offsprings of gods, that their ancestors are living in the cactus, and that the reason why they have pricks are because they are trying, they're a defense mechanism for the ancestors. You know, that the mountains are their own different gods. And so there's these bunch of beliefs that have really blended into each other and have blended into the everyday life of the people of Arizona. And more than that, you see that church right there, that cathedral. It is a Catholic church, and that's another part of the history, is about how the Spanish came and how they blended Catholicism into the Native American beliefs so that it was more presentable for them. And we still see the effects today, because that is a running church with services, with priests, with mass, with confession, but in the same manner it is also run by these Native Americans that don't even believe in Catholicism and have set up shops inside of the church that sell crystals, that sell different potions, that sell that different things that obviously not very God-honoring, right? Another example of just like the lostness is that top right corner. It's not a very good picture, right, compared to the rest, but it definitely displays the need in the area. That is in modern-day Tucson. However, It is the ruins of a church. And so there was a church there that was Bible-believing, but now it is just a gravel lot. And that kind of just shows the hardness of the gospel presented over there. But the spiritual need is great, but so is also the physical need. The bottom left is a church that is on the Pascua-Yaqui tribe reservation, it's a school on that reservation, and it has definitely not been renovated, and it kind of is representative of the decline of the area because it is one of the most poorly educated parts of not only Arizona but the entire country, and it just shows that there's not really an emphasis on education, learning, or infrastructure in the same regard. And then the picture to the right of that is a neighborhood that is called Fentanyl Valley. That's kind of like the nickname of this part of Tucson. And there's this saying that goes around that people say is, you can't go 5 minutes without being in a park and not being offered drugs. You will be offered drugs within 5 minutes of sitting anywhere in this area. And much of the people there are homeless, and as far as the economic stability, it is rated poorer than a lot of the poorest parts of third world Central American countries. And so, there is a lot of homelessness there. There's a lot of drugs there that are being rampant. And so there was definitely a big need spiritually and physically. But there is still a God among there. And as I mentioned, it is also the syncretic religions. But more than that, it is also the God of greed and money. Because to the right of that picture is a casino that is made out of bronze and gold that is sitting in the middle of that neighborhood. So you have one of the poorest neighborhoods in all of America, one of the most drug neighborhoods in all of America, and in the middle of it, you have a shining, newly constructed casino in the shape of a mosque. And that is just another part of the need that's over there, is just the need. That's just another need. And another vice that people go to, another God that people go to, is kind of just money, trying to flee after it. But enough about, the need, right? We understand there's a great need in the area. But more than that, there is still good, right? There is still the gospel being shown. So if you'll go to the next slide. I made Cecil's life a little bit harder by making this a PDF. I'm sorry. But there is good there. There is good that is in the area. These are ministries inside of Fent Valley, and they represent light that is in the community. We have Caring Ministries, we have the Gospel Rescue Mission, and then we have One Way Coffee. I believe that's the name of it. And what's really cool about these ministries is they don't just help they help the spiritual, right? They share the gospel, but more than that, they're actually providing for the community in very real ways, right? Caring Ministries takes almost expired foods from Walmart's, Albertsons, Whole Foods in the area. It takes the almost expired food, and they donate it to Caring Ministries, and then Caring Ministries hands it out to the poor, to the homeless inside of Arizona, inside of Tucson. And Gospel Rescue Mission is an idea by a believer who wanted to really help out the homeless population more than just meals. And so he bought out a hotel, he bought out a whole complex, and he transformed it into a rehab center. And more than that, they don't just recover from drugs, they don't just recover from, they don't just have a place to stay, but they're learning life skills. They're learning how to make their bed, they're learning how to cook, they're learning how to get back into life, they're taking classes, they're going to the gym, they're completely rebuilding their life, and in the same manner, they're presenting the gospel to these people, showing that, yes, these physical transformations are important. You have a place to stay. You now have a place to eat. You have a place to learn. But more than that, you need a place to find spiritual rest and comfort. And so the third place is a coffee place that is on the campus of Gospel Rescue Mission. And what's common with all three of these ministries is beautiful. It is completely, or it's almost completely ran by people that were once homeless, that were once drug addicts, that were once on the streets, that had no hope. It is completely run by them. And just through these programs, they're completely able to reshape their life for good, and more than that, towards the gospel. It truly set them free in multiple different ways. And so all these ministries, I try to take some pictures of them. Obviously, I told them that I was taking pictures, so it is with their consent. All the people that are featured were once homeless, were once drug addicts, but have completely switched their life around and now are giving back to the community. So that is just beautiful, right? It's the gospel in display. But more than that, we were just able to help them in that, right? Package foods. We were able to cook meals for them. We were able to serve coffee, unload trucks. That was more of what we did. But in the same manner, trying to build those relationships, form those connections. So that is, again, it's beautiful that these people were filled with their physical needs, but also their spiritual needs. So next slide. But what do we do once we're filled, right? Once we're filled with the Spirit, once we have the physical needs, we are called out. And that's kind of why I want to go over Matthew 28:18-20 again. It says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.'" So we hear this command from Jesus. It says, go out and make disciples. It doesn't say, stay, make disciples. It says, go out and make disciples of all the nations. And so these are just a couple pictures of people who have accepted that call, right? The middle two pictures are us just doing the physical work, helping the church body, helping, right, the different ministries. The bottom right picture is us going on Pima Community College's campus and sharing the gospel, praying for students over there. The top left corner is a guy that has really been so impacted by the gospel that he dropped his whole life of being a doctor in Louisiana, dropped everything, and is now traveling the whole country in a van, just sharing the gospel in every state. And so he was really impacted by the gospel and realized there was more to life. And now he's, again, going around the country. And then the bottom left is a commission, right? Or is the commissioning from a pastor. And it really shows the beauty of the gospel, because that congregation is not just made up of people from Arizona. It is made up by Americans. It is made up by Native Americans. It's made up by Latinos. It's made up of Ukrainians and different Europeans. It's a very diverse congregation, but with still the same message, right? To go out and make disciples, right? Showing them the love of Christ and serving people. And, yeah, it's a very beautiful picture of how the gospel both unites and heals. So if you'll go to the final slide I have. This is just a question for y'all. Again, we thank you for the money that you've given and donated graciously to missions. But more than that, what are you doing in this community? What are we doing in this community, right? Like, we are filled with the Spirit. We have the gospel of truth, right? We know the gospel. But what are we doing with it? Are we serving people? Are we going out? And going out doesn't mean going to Romania necessarily. It means going to the grocery store, going to the restaurants, going to the hospital, right? Just serving people, loving them, and sharing the gospel with them. So that's kind of just my challenge and question to y'all. But more than that, if you do not know Jesus, and if you are in need, if you're not filled, then I would tell you to radically pursue Christ, search for him, seek him, right? Because he's the only thing that can truly, truly satisfy it is a relationship with him. And even if you are 50 years into your walk of faith, I would still say continue to seek Jesus, continue to seek that relationship. So, yeah, that's kind of my time in Arizona. I really hope you found something for it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Thank you so much, Jacob. We appreciate. Thank you that you spent the time. You know, we were just praying when they say Arizona, I was thinking about the Diamondbacks, you know. So anyway, but thank God he's back. Praise the Lord. And we're excited. Pray for Joshua. He leaves tomorrow. Tomorrow or Tuesday? Tomorrow. He leaves tomorrow. He's going to be in Boston. He's going to spend the whole month of June in Boston, also through Send Me Now and serving and going into some of the, you know, the MIT kind of folks, Harvard and all of that. They're going to be sharing the gospel on campuses over there. So remember to pray for Joshua as well. Thank you, Jacob, so much for taking the time to come, and we appreciate you. And I know you came home to get a good meal from Mom. I understand that, but it's so good. Listen, I just want to we order these right here, you know, and it's really all about a relationship. It's about a relationship with the Lord. You know, he said, "What is the essence of the gospel message? Humanity was created for relationship with God." That's why we were created. We are created to have a relationship with God. And just like we have relationships with our spouses, with our children, with our family, with our friends. But our sin has separated us from that relationship with God. We were made for that relationship, but sin has come in. And then Romans 3:23 says that we all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. There is nothing that we can do to reconcile this relationship with on our own. There's nothing that we can do. But this is why Jesus came, and he died on that cross up there. This is why Jesus came and died on the cross out there. And he made a way between here and God. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty of our sin. He died for us. Jesus rose from the dead that we may have life. And Jesus offers eternal life. That's what he offers, eternal life. When somebody gives their lives to Christ, they have eternal life. You know, you may live here 100 years, but you will have eternity in heaven. But that decision's got to be made now. While we're alive, this is when we need to make that decision. And so we give our lives to the Lord, and he gives us eternal life. For God so loved the world, and it's really all about love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Other version says, eternal life. And so that's why. This is why we have so much trials and tribulations. Because we carry the gospel with us. Jesus is living in us. Ephesians 1:13 says that we have been sealed with the Spirit of God. And so listen, he wants us to share it. This is a great opportunity. You can use your phone, and it's got a QR code here of the gospel. And I have some, and we're all missionaries. Listen, folks in Arizona need Jesus. Folks in Argentina need Jesus. Folks in the Czech Republic need Jesus. And folks in Fort Valley, Georgia, need Jesus. Amen. Lost folks everywhere. But we're alive, and we're alive indeed. Will you join me in prayer, please? Father, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for allowing us to be in your house. And thank you for reminding us, Father, of the brevity of life. Father, we are here one moment, and then the next day we're going, Father. And so, Father, we come right now, Father, and if there's anyone here today that needs to have that relationship with God, this is the day of salvation. as the praise team leads us. Maybe you're here today and you want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you are watching through Facebook or one of the social medias and when you want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you want to consider today or tomorrow. But like I say, it's like American Express. Don't leave home. Don't leave home. Don't leave this world without Jesus. Davis, will you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Your Heavenly Father, we just bow before you. Lord, humbly we bow today. And Lord, as we've looked into your word, I just pray, Father, that it would move us, it would change us, that, Lord, we would lay down our life for you. Lord, we just pray that you would hear our prayer as we pray for our community, as we pray, Lord, for your will to be done here in Fort Valley as it is in heaven. And we pray it in Jesus' name.